RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you had a great Christmas. We got some stories we need to get to here because a couple of breaking stories. One of them in the NFL where the Raiders have shut down Max Crosby. The reason why this is interesting is because the Raiders guys are playing for the number one overall pick. They have a chance to achieve that goal. And earlier this week, Max Crosby was asked for his thoughts on the topic. Here's the quote. Yeah, I don't give a blank about the pick. To be honest, I don't play for that. That's not my job. My job is to be the best defensive end in the world, being a great leader, being an influence. So today, Mike, what happens when the Raiders tell Max he's not playing?
Yeah, they tell him to shut it down, man. We need you to be taking care of yourself for next season. I'm out of here. He busts out and leaves the Raiders training facility, Death Star 2. So he's out. He's got another 2 years on his deal, 26 and 27, and then a potential out for potential suitors if the Raiders feel it's sent. The Raiders might just need to use him and blow everything up and get some draft picks.
I agree. Now, he's been fighting a knee injury, but his deal is like, I'm playing. Like, I got two games left.
Here's a guy that, you know, he's fought through injuries in basically his entire career. He's that guy. He's a dog. He's a little nuts, too.
He is a little nuts. I love his game. Meanwhile, the Packers are officially downgrading quarterback Jordan Love. Concussion protocol. He's out Saturday night against Baltimore.
Malik Willis.
Correct.
Going up against Snoop Huntley.
That's what it looks like because Lamar is questionable, and the Ravens have not made that decision yet, but the Packers have. They are saying Jordan Love will not play.
A lot of Falcon fans, when we've mentioned the name because they were intrigued by him years ago, is Malik Willis, and he will be a free agent. He's on a one-year deal with them, so just something to think about.
All right, one other news note, guys. It's funny. Mike and I were just talking about, do you believe that Michigan is really interested in Whittingham? Kyle Whittingham has agreed to a 5-year deal to become the next Michigan head coach. Pete Thamel's reporting it, Dan Wetzel, various credible sources in and around college football. Mike, we don't know what this salary looks like. I'd be curious. Obviously, he's going to make a lot more than he did at Utah, but they got their guy. So here's the thing. I think more than anything, Mike, they wanted, and it doesn't matter he's 66. It does, but it doesn't. They wanted credibility. They needed somebody to come in there.
Stabilize it.
That's right. So if he does that for the next few years, and then they have whatever it is, I don't want to say coach in waiting, but Mike, maybe the next young guy up and coming, maybe Michigan sets itself up for success. But they needed to set this record straight as far as here's our new guy, and this is what he's all about. Look at what he's done in his career.
So I know I saw some Michigan fans that are kind of like, you know, nonplussed. Is this the best we could get? You know, it was funny. I saw a great little breakdown on Twitter saying in light of Sherrone Moore, you know, this guy only follows two women on social media, his daughters, and he hasn't posted anything in 6 years. So you won't have to worry about him slipping into somebody's DMs.
Yeah.
You know, he is an old school guy, a tough mentality. Remember the year that they beat Alabama? Remember that game in the Sugar Bowl? And like he's won the Pac-12 championship. It's just, you know, we don't see him as much, but he's always considered one of those top 25 coaches in the country. So stability, maybe not as sexy because, as you said, of the age, but a program that needs something solid right now. He doesn't bring any I think I've read, it doesn't bring, like, he's bringing a cachet of players from Utah.
No, and look, here's the reality as we talk about this coaching carousel, and we're talking about Georgia getting ready for Ole Miss next week and all the college football playoff games. The challenge for him, and we're talking about Kyle Whittingham, who just now is becoming the new head coach in Michigan, 32 years at Utah, one place. First as an assistant, then became the head coach in 05. Mm. He had a five-year stint at Idaho State, Mike. That's far from Michigan. That's far from the Midwest as far as, you know, you start talking about Ohio State, Michigan, Illinois, all these places. And then he coached at Utah his right. entire career. So the challenge for me, Mike, is – you know one place. Can you come here, despite what your values and all the things that we love about you, and have success in moving to Michigan now in Ann Arbor? And you said it, the self-value of what they believe they are and the pressure that goes right. with that. He didn't have that at Utah. When he's at Utah, it was like, man, we hope we win. You're going to a place now, you better win. So I'm curious to see if that challenge, because we talk about culture shock sometimes. You've been somewhere 32 years, and now you're you guys moving to Seattle. Good luck.
He coached under Urban Meyer as a defensive coordinator, linebackers coach, when Urban Meyer was there before he moved on to take the Florida job. So are you looking for some kind of synergy?
You are.
You know, if you're a guy that, you know, Urban Meyer obviously won a championship with Ohio State. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just been the last 4 years. You have a national championship. The NCAA, some would say they should have gone much further with the investigation and the penalties on the signs stealing with Connor Stallions and all that. You know, as we said, the Sharon Moore, that's a human failing. That's what that is. But either way, it's still... The optics on it, it's crazy. I mean, you said it. It's one of the most respected programs in the country. It's been a soap opera.
It really has. Mike, they're already Michigan fans questioning. I'm looking at some of these boards. Longevity.
Yeah, he's only going to be there 4 years.
What's the longevity of this? I like to hire, but.
Okay. You're going to have a coach in waiting with him? I mean, that's the thing. You wanted a guy in his 40s, 50s, perhaps. If you're ideally, Kalen DeBoer would be the perfect hire.
That's why I think that was still being looked at. All right, so that has been fielded. Mm.
So Bryce Underwood's going to LSU, everyone's saying.
Yeah, that's right.
If that's accurate. But those are the reports. They're going to get him. LSU's going to open up the coffers, and Lane Kiffin's going to get him.
Penn State has their guy right in Matt Campbell, and now Michigan has their guy in Kyle Whittingham. You talk about these job openings. It is interesting. All right, guys, but that's the news. As far as the Falcons are concerned, Mike, let me ask you a question. What is the one Falcon unknown for 2026 that you want answered once the season ends? Is there one thing that you need answered before the season ends? Is it quarterback? Is it coach? Is there something else?
I mean,
the unknown.
Yeah. I mean, what are they looking for, right? What are they looking for? I mean, what if you are a group of consultants looking at the Falcons on the outside looking in, and you're going it week by week by week, okay, why didn't you have your offensive coordinator down the sideline to start the season with your young quarterback? Why did it take getting humiliated in Carolina to do that? Mm-hmm. Why didn't you fix special teams? You know, why don't you stay aggressive on defense? Why do you then switch back and allow big chunks of yardage and explosive plays? There's a lot to unpack. But you feel as a fan, give me another good effort with Kirk Cousins and seeing Drake London, who was not, I don't think was 100% last week, and then he got hurt in the game. He's questionable. The injury report, by the way, lists him as a guy that was limited in practice again.
I saw that.
And I get it because he tried to give it a go. We just talked about, you know, Max Crosby, guy playing with pain. That's Drake London. That's Drake every single week. But right now you got Drake London limited with a knee. Pitts limited with a knee. James Pierce has a neck that's bothering him. Rook, but again, guys, we don't play till Monday.
Right.
Rook, a row with a knee. Mike Hughes, a DNP with an ankle. And Clark Phillips is going to be, looks like he's back. He's practicing again after the triceps injury.
All right. Yeah, those injuries are things.
But can I get Drake? What am I looking for? Drake to have a big day with Pitts having a big day at the same time. Bijan has a big day against, and that will have to happen to beat the Rams.
It will. Look, the Rams are going to score points, guys. 18 points is not going to win this game. Okay, it's not. So
you think we can exploit their secondary? Their secondary was Swiss cheese against Seattle.
It is, but I also think they're looking at our secondary, including our best corner, and going, "We're going at him. We're going at him."
There was a stat today, Data. Did you see that? That A.J. Terrell, he's getting thrown at basically less than any corner. Now, that's out of respect.
It is.
How do you equate that, what he did go up against some of the elite receivers and some of the bad, like, he had a bad day at the office, you know, last week, 2 weeks ago. he did struggle at times against some of the elite receivers, but statistically, and this isn't PFF stuff, just quarterbacks are not throwing at A.J. Terrell.
Yeah, look, I think just like with anything, once you get established in this league, you do have a reputation and a brand. And some coordinators look at that and go, all right, I'd rather go the opposite way because I feel like we'll have more success. Let me tell you something. If I'm the Rams, I don't give a damn who's defending Puka Nacua. I'm throwing at him. That's how good Puka is. So, Mike, I mean, like, you're telling me Devontae Adams is out there? You're not throwing it with Devontae being covered by AJ?
Right.
And it's not disrespecting AJ. We love him. I think he struggled a lot this year. That's just me. But these reputations, sometimes they don't tell the full story. You know, when Darrell Revis was the best corner in the league and right. everybody was riding his jock, the next year, you know, teams were like, we're throwing at him. And it wasn't the same. It just, Mike, that, right. that whole rep thing only lasts for so long. At some point, you got to get interceptions. How many interceptions does AJ have this year? And you got to make plays on the ball. You can't get these PIs and these right. tugging and you know, holding calls against you. And so I've seen more of that this year from him than we have in years past.
I mean, you know, you go back and you've seen, you said it. It's like almost like there's a movie, Logan's Run. You ever seen that, Day-Day? You hit 30, whoop, and the skills go, you're dead in that movie. It's a science fiction movie.
It's a great movie. Yeah,
but guys, they do kind of fall off the shelf. Now, we've given AJ the contract extension because he's one of the best. Based on that number, he is worth the contract. Carly's one of the best corners in the league. Now, nothing against Mike Hughes because we've been looking to get Mike Hughes out of here, and Mike's actually done pretty good. And now we're going to see how the rest of the younger dudes step in, D. Alford, et cetera, because that's the problem. Seattle could not even stop Puka Nacua when he was basically the only weapon the Rams were using.
Yeah. Is Devontae playing? We don't know yet, right? Is he? We don't know yet. Monday we'll know. That's what causes the problems because you cannot lay off of Devontae Adams. He's had a monster year. So we'll see, man.
Like Jalen Ramsey is one of those guys when he was a corner. He was a safety.
That's right.
You know, Derwin James, there's a couple of guys where just you're not as – the metrics would say you're not as big and bad as some people think you are.
But the reputation says, oh, you can't throw that guy's way. All right, man, we're coming back. We're going to talk to Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. We'll get his thoughts on this Kyle Whittingham hire at Michigan. We'll talk to him about the Dogs as well. We got a lot of stuff to get to. As Lane Kiffin's no longer on the sidelines, how much does that matter? Mike Griffith next from Dog Nation.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Let's talk to our buddy Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. You read him as well in the AJC.com. And as the Dogs get ready for their playoff game, the news today, and I want to get your thoughts on this, Mike, because I know you cover college football. Kyle Whittingham hired as the new Michigan coach, 5-year deal. Long time at Utah, but we kept thinking maybe Kalen DeBoer might be the guy, and they were just waiting it out. What do you make of this hire?
Well, I mean, I think it's a solid hire. You know, I think you're hiring somebody with a great reputation. It's done it for a long time and built a solid program. I think integrity comes to mind and toughness, and I think that's kind of what Michigan's aiming for with their program image. And so I think under the circumstances, that's probably about the best hire they could have made.
I mean, could beggars not be choosers in this situation?
Well, Michigan doesn't have to beg now. You know, having lived there, and I went to Michigan State, but listen, there's a lot of resources there. It's a global institution. Ann Arbor is an incredible city. There's a lot to like about U of M. And, you know, I do think Kalen DeBoer would have been the pie in the sky guy. Like, I think so much of him. I think he's fantastic. I probably was number one on their wish list. I don't know, you know, how Kalen's going to fare in that long shadow that Nick Saban casts. I think it's hard to be the next guy. This seems like this would have been a good jump-off point for him. But the fact that he's staying and talking to people in the business, they feel like that Kalen DeBoer is just a guy with a lot of integrity that wants to, you know, not leave after just 2 years, not jump jobs. That's not who or what he is. So I think he's, he's making this decision with both eyes wide open, though, that's for sure.
Coming up, we will talk about the Hawks, who do play tonight and tomorrow down at State Farm Arena. Stay tuned here on Dukes and Bell. All right, Mike, let me ask you about this pass rush. Is it being overstated for Georgia going up against Ole Miss and what they've done and what they've been able to accomplish in the six games, what, since they had 8 sacks? I think they picked up 12. I think they have 20 on the season. I don't know if that number sounds overwhelming, but does this pass rush thing play into how you feel like this game may be determined?
Well, it's a matter of circumstance, right? So the one part of development, I mean, you've always had some talented guys there that needed to get better. We know that at the start of the year this was a young roster, and Kirby Smart talked about coaching up the bottom of the roster, and we've seen this team grow and mature. But I think a couple things. One, you know, the offense has scored more points in the first half. I mean, for a while there, remember, there was a stat where they trailed in like 10 out of 11 games, 10 of their last 11 games against teams from Power Four conferences going back to last year. So they were falling behind early, and when teams are leading, they don't need to throw the ball. So there's not as many pass rush situations. So one, the Georgia offense has kind of stirred and started, you know, scoring more points in the first half of some of these games. And that's put the other team in more of a mode to throw. And then two, you know, I feel like Ellis Robinson IV has just really emerged. I think the secondary is really grown up. And, you know, now that your secondary is playing better and with more confidence, I think you can play more man-to-man coverage. And when you do that, you know, you can take more chances with your pressure package. So it's not as simple as, well, the pass rusher's got it going. It was more situations to pass rush and a better back end where you felt, you know, like you could take more chances with man coverage and bring extra pressure up front.
I know we were kind of wringing our hands as Mike Griffith joins us from Dog Nation about Drew Bobo being out for the SEC Championship. And I thought Malachi Tolliver did a really nice job. We know that Ole Miss gets a healthy edge rusher back. We'll talk about that in a second. But how concerned are you? Are you over it now that Georgia's line is going to handle it and is solidified and is good to go?
Well, I mean, it's game by game. And obviously, you know, Malachi did a good job against Alabama. You know, Alabama was missing LT Overton, but he still had Tim Keenan there, and Georgia did a really nice job. But you know, they had some momentum plays early. You know, they had the blocked punt that gave them a very short field to get the lead, and then Dalen Everett made a really incredible interception. So, again, another short field. So they kind of had that field position going for them where, you know, they didn't need to have long, sustained scoring drives early. And, you know, once they got that 2-touchdown cushion, it's a different game, right? It's like, you know, once you take that other guy's Rook and Bishop, you know, that chess game looks a little different. and that's what it's like playing with the lead. It's not impossible for a team to come back, but certainly it's more challenging. So it's a game-by-game thing, and, you know, we saw it last year. I mean, Georgia kind of survived the season and then lost Carson back, and, you know, they were just kind of a beat-up team that kind of hobbled down there to New Orleans, and now this feels a lot different. This team feels like it's peaking and on a roll. So, I think, there's everyone's appetite's wet for a pretty strong Georgia performance.
Do you think that Gunner has a repeat performance? I thought he really stepped up in that first contest. Listen, the circumstances may be different this game, but Georgia can't have another slow start like they did at home, in Athens against this Ole Miss team. But tell me what your thoughts and your expectations are for Gunner.
Well, you know, you look at Gunner's numbers, and, you know, he hasn't thrown an interception when they've trailed in a game. I think he's hit 87% of his passes in the fourth quarter. You know, his third and fourth down, he's really clutch. But to your point, you need to see that now that we're in the playoffs, you need to see that for four quarters. You know, Pete Golding, you know, he's the head coach now. I think this Ole Miss team will play a little bit more complementary football, and I think that helps their defense. I don't know if it comes at the expense of their offense. We'll see. It's kind of hard to judge that Tulane game. You know, I think the biggest thing was, you know, seeing Lacy come out twice with an injury and wondering where he'll be at. And, you know, they say it's a bruised shoulder. That's a tough injury to have for a running back. Will he be close to 100%? I don't know. But that's going to be really important, because they're going to need to be able to get that run game going and find some balance. You know, like you guys said, you know, they scored touchdowns on their first five possessions, and they were up by two scores going into the fourth quarter. Now, Georgia actually scored on all their possessions, but
right.
Except the last one, but they had to kick a couple field goals, and so they got behind. So it'll be a different game. I think Georgia's much improved. I think Ole Miss does have a lot to play for, so I think you're going to see two really inspired football teams and probably a pretty good football game.
Right. And we're just saying, Mike Griffith, how does Golden handle some of those moments? How would Lane, you know, handle it? How does he handle it? Maybe pedal to the metal, be aggressive. I said to Carl last week, because I was getting texts from all Ole Miss fans reminding me that Princely Umemelin was not in the game for Georgia. He was out for the game in Athens, and this guy's got 8 sacks on the season. So that would be a release the hounds. I mean, got to protect Gunner. Is Gunner going to throw the ball 30 times or more?
Depends on the circumstance, right? The best way to protect your quarterback is with a good run game. So
yep.
It's going to be really important that, you know, Georgia wins in the trenches. You know, we talked about the Bobo injury, and, you know, they may need to drive a couple long fields, and they need to take care of the football. Can't really turn it over. They have run the ball better this year. They made a concerted effort. I think you look at Kirby and, you know, really ingenious, you know, the way he was able to just know exactly what this team needed to be in March. He knew exactly where the team needed to be, and he really demanded it and, you know, really raised the bar. And the guys have met a lot of those expectations. But again, it's a new season. And, you know, we know how much things can change. I mean, we saw it last year with the teams that had a bye, and I don't think any of them won. And did those coaches solve that, right? If they adjusted? I guess Dan Lanning didn't have a bye this time. The Ducks came out and, you know, ran over James Madison. I guess, you know, Georgia, they're the team that has a bye again. Ohio State didn't have a bye. They had to play early last year. I don't know. Is Georgia the only team that had a bye last year that has a bye this year? They might be. Indiana didn't. Ohio State didn't. Georgia did, and then Texas Tech did. So, yeah, Georgia's really the only team that's had a bye 2 years in a row, so we'll have to see how Kirby addresses it this time around.
And, you know, Mike, we didn't really spend much time on it this week, but, you know, Kirby losing his dad, you know, the weirdness of the, you know, the guy driving down Bourbon Street, you know, and the lockdown, the game being pushed back. I mean, there were just so many elements. Notre Dame came out and then out-physicaled, the Bulldogs. It just seems like there was, I mean, I'm not saying they handled the circumstances better, but it was just a bizarre week.
It was dark, you know, a very dark time in American history with the terrorist attack. And then, as you mentioned, the, you know, Kirby's father taking that ball and ultimately passing. I mean, it was tough, you know, and then you had, 54 seconds there where you, you know, Notre Dame kicks a field goal, there's a strip sack, and then the next play a touchdown, and then another
special teams,
field. Yeah, then the kick returned for a touchdown. This all happened in 54 seconds, you know, that Notre Dame scores 17 points. They won the game 23 to 10, right? So they get 17 of their points in 54 seconds. You know, and don't forget, Georgia on their opening drive was inside the 10. And, right. You know, receiver misses a block and, you know, ETN gets blindsided. If Georgia scores a touchdown, who knows what this conversation is like right now. But even still, even after all of those other things, even with that being Gunner's first start. So, and give Notre Dame credit, they had a really good game plan. And in fact, I think they set a record for the fewest total yards by a winning team. So they were very
conservative,
efficient with their scoring. So it's a different scenario, different game. But it is the same location, and it probably will feel a bit eerie down there, I would say.
Mike, my guess is you like the Dogs to beat Ole Miss in this game?
I do. I think right now the way Georgia's playing and, you know, doing that deep dive into metrics and writing that for, you know, AJC.com, when you look at these numbers that Gunner's put up on fourth down, on third down, in the fourth quarter, when trailing, they're better than the Heisman finalists.
Right.
You know, I know Georgia doesn't do Heisman Trophy campaigns. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But I really wonder if the Heisman Trophy voters would have had those numbers in front of them. Now, I don't think Gunnar Stockton would have won the award, just to be clear. But do I think he's a more worthy finalist, you know, than Ohio State freshman quarterback, who, don't get me wrong, is a very good quarterback, but he lost his championship game.
Right.
And Gunnar won his.
That's right.
So I'm not sure where the disconnect is. Same thing with the ranking. I mean, no, I don't think anybody at Georgia is going to complain about the draw. But I was confused as to why Ohio State was ranked ahead of Georgia after they lost in their league championship game. And,
yeah.
You know, both teams played Texas, and Ohio State won 14-7, and Georgia won 35-10.
Right.
Couldn't figure that one out. So, but it doesn't matter. I think if we look at this 8-team bracket, I think we all feel like, okay, this is solid. These are probably the best 8 teams. And, you know, now we got 4 really legit playoff games this, you know, coming up.
Mike Griffith, appreciate you, man. Happy New Year, and appreciate your help on the show and all that you offer. Make sure you read him, DogNationAJC.com. Follow him on social media. Mike, take care, man. We appreciate you.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Cool.
Here's what's interesting about the Dogs. They weren't winning that game in Athens. But in the fourth quarter, they dominated. And if you say, all right, this is another game where maybe Ole Miss scores early, Mike, and they're in this game.
Right.
Believe me, the Dogs in the fourth quarter are a different team. Guys, they outgained Ole Miss 143 yards to 13 in the fourth quarter in that first contest. 10 first downs to the Rebels, 1 in the final 15 minutes. And for me, Mike, this is the thing he's talking about with Gunner. 6 for 6 for 71 yards and 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Right.
They're a different team, man. And that is why you can never just say, oh, well, they're down at 14-10. They're never out of it.
The thing is, though, it's going to be so interesting because, you know, Charlie Weiss, the OC, technically you're the OC for 2 schools.
That's right.
You're the OC for LSU and the OC for Ole Miss. We talked about the shuttling of the coaches back and forth. How does that affect it? How does Golden, as we say, handle those big, hey, it's a fourth down on the 45. Boom.
Let's go.
First time head coach, what are you doing? Pop quiz, hot shot. How do you handle?
Coming up, Hawks Heat tonight. Then they get a back-to-back tomorrow. We need to talk about this Hawks team. And maybe J.J. Redick was right about his team, but does it apply to ours?
Ah.
It's Dukes and Bell.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hawks back in action. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And they play the Heat tonight. And then, Mike, they're right back at it tomorrow.
Oh, no, a back-to-back game. Back-to-back. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, as they take on the Knicks, who made an incredible comeback yesterday and ended up winning that game on Christmas Day. Let me ask you this, because J.J. Redick came out and criticized the Lakers, who were hot garbage on Christmas Day.
Yeah, Luka looked less than motivated.
Here's what J.J. Redick said about his team not caring enough. And I got to ask you, why don't we hear this from Quinn Snyder? Because sometimes this is the way we feel on
Quinn
this show.
Never has an opinion on anything.
All right, this is J.J. Redick.
Because we don't care enough right now. That's the part that bothers you a lot. We don't care enough to, like, do the things that are necessary. We don't care enough to be a professional. It's, you know, we had it. This is. I always say this about, you know, culture. I always say this about the team being a good team, being a functioning organism. It can change like that. We don't have it right now.
We don't care enough. What he's talking about is caring about the things that get stops, caring about the things that help your teammates be better defensively. It's not that the Lakers can't score. Mike, they're like us. We're averaging 118 points a game. We should be winning a lot of these games.
Right.
But we're giving up 130.
Right. And that's why we, if you go back and look at it and how many points we're giving up here, yes, we are down there at 24th in the NBA.
That's the problem.
We don't play defense. I mean, to quote Nate, and I love J.J. Redick going there. Now, look, some could argue, and I already saw a bunch of OGs and retired players getting on J.J. Redick. Who is he? And, you know, how did he get the job? Well, he did a podcast with LeBron. How else would he get it?
Correct.
How else does one get a head coaching job in the NBA, right?
That's right.
I mean, you got Luka, and Luka's like, yes, obviously, Carl, to have honey-baked ham before shoot-around was a bad idea. But no, he looks fat and sluggish, and, you know, the new body Luka. That was the biggest joke I've ever. Come on, that's ridiculous. But anyway, yeah, he's calling guys out. Now, to your question about Quinn Snyder, yes. Why don't you call some guy? Now, he may do this stuff behind the scenes, and he's a guy that feels, I don't want to call my guys out in the media. But when you don't give effort, and defense is effort, right? We all agree. Defense is hustle. Defense is effort. One of the things about, you know, teams, even if you're having a bad shooting night, you can always play defense and make up for it on the other end.
Yes, sir.
So we don't play a lick of defense. Now, I'm not going to get into the people that are throwing the stats out of how bad we are since Trey has come back. But you've got to find a way to make Trey on the floor not be a defensive liability. You know, we talked about it. I mean, the Bulls are going right at Trey when he was on the floor.
Yeah, they were.
Dyson, you really missed Dyson Daniels in that second game against Chicago. But still, Quinn Snyder, if you have a heart, let's hear it. Let's hear some attitude here. At least give the fans something to hang their hat on.
Norman Powell, by the way, is killing it for Miami. If you're wondering, that's a retooled Miami team. But the bottom line is we're trying to snap a three-game losing streak. And if we don't win tonight, then you got the Knicks coming in here tomorrow. And that's going to be a problem. So we are favored to win tonight, Mike. But my thing is, you know, Jalen's been great. The real kicker, and I guess I just haven't given him enough credit, is V. Krejci, who's averaging 5 made three-pointers in the last 10 games. So he's been shooting the ball really well. But at the end of the day, this still comes back down to getting stops at the end of games. And if you're able to get off get the ball where you want offensively at the end of games. And I think those are the two things that have haunted us the last week or so. 404-726-0929, your thoughts on the Hawks. I'd love to hear Quinn say something like that. Not because I need it, But, Mike, to your point about, you know what? What are you attempting to tell these guys, and why are they not achieving what you want them to do on the defensive end? Because I think that's the biggest issue. And the problem, guys, is this isn't a Quinn Snyder issue. This was a Lloyd Pierce mm-hmm. issue. It was a Nate McMillan issue. And now, Mike, it is a Quinn Snyder issue. That is the issue. We've gone through three different coaches, and we're still talking about fundamentally the same thing.
Right. We don't play defense. I mean, it's – look, you, this team – think about where we were. Like, we talked about it in a conversation you and I had before the Falcons season began.
That's right.
We were talking about, hey, we're going to be a four seed. No more play-in game for us.
Let's go.
We're going to lock and load. Now, I don't know how many folks thought Porzingis was going to be, you know, vital to this team's success. I mean, I don't think anybody saw him or foresaw him, you know, missing as many games as he has, because apparently this heart condition thing's not going away. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said to Steve Kuhn a few weeks ago, I mean, it just seems like a foregone conclusion to get him off the books at the trade deadline, because he's not giving you anything. So forget about him. I mean, let's just focus on what we have. Get him off the books for whatever you can. The other question I had, and I asked you this off the air, is Reece Hoshea's development going to be this slow forever?
That's a good question.
I mean, that's why I asked you about the Porter thing. I saw an article, somebody said, trade Porzingis' expiring contract and Reece Hoshea to Brooklyn for Michael Porter. You'd have a year or two before you'd have to restructure him
right.
or get a big deal for him. But he's what you hope Reece Hoshea is going to be. Is Reece Hoshea part of our problem right now?
Well, I do think he's got to be more consistent. There's no doubt. But, you know, I feel like, and I said this to you, whatever his flaws are, do you feel like that you can fix them, or that he's going to get better as we continue to move along? Look, he's not hit his ceiling yet. But we all know this. Like, at some point, Mike, you get to that year 4 or 5, and you are the player that you are. Like, Joker's not getting any better. He's already where he's at, and he's at the elite level of players in this league. Like, Joker's not going to get 10 times better between now and the next 3 years. Mike, he's already won MVPs. He's peaked. Right. Now the goal is, can you stay there? It's what made LeBron so good, despite the lack of winning every championship.
Right.
He stayed at that level. Now you wonder, all right, is LeBron starting to fade? Because defensively, you know, his teams have been fairly good. Now, this Lakers team's not good defensively. That starts with the leaders on the team. That's LeBron and Luka.
And Luka's not going anywhere.
By the way, just
to double down on the Reece Hoshea conversation, he's averaging 9.9 for the month.
Yeah, he's not been consistent. That's been the issue with Reece Hoshea. He's got to shoot the ball better, be more consistent. But in this particular makeup of this team, if Jalen is doing what he's doing, Nikhil is doing what he's doing, you're getting great shooting on the outside from V and the bench scoring, and Trey is scoring. Mike, what do you expect from Reece Hoshea? See, last year with the injuries, you said, I need 18 to 20. This year, do you need him to just give you 12 to 15? Because with all these guys, you see what Nikhil's doing every night. He's right. giving you 20 plus. You need to figure out what your role is and play it.
This is year 3 for Reece Hoshea. It takes 4 to 5 years for NBA players to get fully developed.
Yep.
Usually Europeans have a jump on it because, you know, they actually practice mid-range jump shots and defense, you know, things that, you know, you don't really do a lot of in college. But in the case of Reece Hoshea, it is a bit of a concern. And that gets us back to the story of Quinn Snyder. Is Quinn Snyder the right guy for the job? He's basically gotten a pass. No one gives him heat in this town because no one's paying attention when they get knocked out of the play-in game. Mm. But now I got a name which is viable, Mike Malone, the guy that won a championship with the Nuggets. Yes, I know he's got Joker, but hey, it was Joker and one other dude, and he got it done. I would love to get somebody in here who kind of tells it like it is, doesn't BS. Nothing against Quinn. I don't know how Quinn feels about anything.
Yeah.
He's not very demonstrative. That's his style. He doesn't really say much. You know, anytime I've seen in the postgame when they try to press him on stuff, you don't really get any answers. So this is...
No, he does a good job of deflecting. There's no doubt.
Tony Ressler's spending money on this thing, and we're just throwing bouquets and Anse Saleh for putting together what a great team, and I'm not seeing the results.
404-726-0929. Next couple of nights are big. Monday, we're going to be talking about it, because look, you win these two games, all right, maybe you get right, and we start to feel a little bit better. You lose after that Chicago debacle tonight to the Heat, who are not a great road team, and then you come back, and the Knicks come in here and beat you. Mike, we may be over-assessing the team a little bit, and that's why this is going to be a little bit of a test for us.
But I'm saying perimeter defense, hustle, and effort, they just don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, and you saw it in the Charlotte game where they're just bombing threes, and they're like, come on, is anybody going to get out there? Put a hand in your face. The other thing, only thing stupider than that, you and I were talking about this off the air today. We loved the NBA on TNT. It's the best.
Yep.
Shaq and Kenny and Ernie and the guys, it's gold. We were worried when it went to ESPN, they'd screw it up. Well, I'm not saying this is the end of the world, but it was such a cheesy, super contrived, phony moment when they have Shaq basically jump through a wall, a fake LED wall on the set. And I just, I mean, anything that happened, them wrestling backstage or talking jive, it's all natural.
Organic.
This looked like it was some scripted, stupid idea of an ESPN producer.
It looked wrestling, was what it looked like.
Perfect, perfect day.
That's what it looked like. And then Kenny's like, oh, man, I can't even go up here and do the board. Like, I'm not going to do this. And I was like, okay. And look, I get it. The guys are doing whatever they're probably telling them to do. But at the end of the day, Mike, you're right. The best moments on that show are organic. They just happen. It's Charles and Shaq getting into an argument, or them wrestling, or, you know, Charles or Shaq having to go use the bathroom in the middle of the set, right, and everybody's making fun of him. That stuff has just happened. I'm with you. When I saw that whole thing, I was like, all these years,
you never had anything fake.
You never have had that issue. And now you got me wondering, all right, y'all trying to do too much.
Or you said Ernie pointed out the fact there was cushions in the wall.
Yes, he did. He did say that.
Yeah, he looked, he was like, oh, this wasn't planned. I can't tell because those cushions are right there behind the wall.
I mean, now again, if somebody at TNT thought that was a great idea, but to me that smells of ESPN. It smells of ESPN.
It does. It does. That's a good point, man. I'm glad you brought that up because, yeah, I was kind of like, come on, fellas. But I still love it. I will tell you, because they kept the music and the feel, it still feels like it's where it's supposed to be, except it's not on the network it's supposed to be on, right? It still feels like the show that we've all come accustomed to and learned to love. All right, man, we're coming back, and when we do, you're going to hear from Bijan Robinson. Bijan joined us earlier this week. He had an amazing week last year. Surpassing 2,000 yards from scrimmage. But we talked to him about a lot of different things, including how frustrated has he been with the way this season has gone. Hear what our star running back has to say to Dukes and Bell coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.